हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। सो वी आर हियर इन पुणे ऑन 17th of April 2016 in Devotee Doctors Conclave, Pune. I've just been to Vrindavan for about 2 months, from February and March. Just came back in April. And I would like to share some of my happiness there with all of you. When I went, just one day before I went, there was Vasant Panchami. And Vasant Panchami is the beginning of Holi, of Vrindavan. I was thinking it is 40 days, but this time I realized it is 45 days of Holi. It begins on Vasant Panchami. And every evening at 4:30, the deities are offered colors and given to people also. And it goes on like that every day. But when 9th day of Falgun comes, Falgun Shuddha Navami, it comes. That is called Rangili Holi. And that is like intensifying the whole festival. It begins on 8th day first. And on the 8th day, the story goes like this, that the representative of Nandgaon goes to Barsana. He's called Pandey. Pandey is the Nandgaon representative. And he goes with the Nimantran to Barsana, that our Nayak, Sri Shyam Sundarji, wants to come tomorrow up to play Holi. Please accept his invitation. So it is said that when he comes to invite, that's why I said you come together, I have to see here and I have to see there. So on the 8th day when Pandey comes from Nandgaon, Kirtida Mataji, the mother of Radharani, becomes extremely happy, very blissful that invitation has come. So she fills the mouth of the Pandey with laddus in happiness. Muh meetha kar lete uska. So today it has been little altered. Before it was many years, it was followed that they would actually also fill up the mouth of that person who comes from Nandgaon. He comes very much decorated and filled up with dresses and ornaments. In a very festive mood he comes and invites Radharani and the family members, and we are inviting them to play Holi. So she feeds laddus, but today they throw laddus on the people of Nandgaon. Now Nandgaon, many people come, well dressed up. You can distinguishly find out that these people are from Nandgaon in the whole assembly of people. And then they throw laddus on them and they catch them. And that is called as Laddu Mar Holi, where the laddus are collected and given as prasad. The temple itself will do their own laddu preparation and throw. But even local people who come there will bring their own laddus from home or from shops. And they also will throw laddus on Nandgaon Vasis, apparently in the direction of Nandgaon people who are sitting there. And then everybody who is around, they will try to catch the laddus and collect it and distribute it as prasadam. Then next day, scriptures explain that there is a big julus. Big procession starts from Nandgaon. And when Krishna is decorated as Dula, and in his procession, Brahma comes, Shiva comes, Sukadev comes. All demigods come with their wives disguised. And Purnamasi is carrying the naked Sukadev in his inner arms. And the big music, singing, everything is going on. And the whole procession with leadership of Krishna, with all cowherd boys filled with pitchkaris and colors, fully loaded with all these weapons, they come. And then they reach Pili Pokhar. And they reach Pili Pokhar, and Krishna takes out his pitchkari and sees Radharani is not anywhere. So he sees Vishakha and he asks her through eyes only, where is she? At that time Radharani is angry upstairs for some reason. And Lalita is trying to convince her, don't get angry. So then she immediately goes with the signal of Krishna to Bhanu Mahal. And she tells, why are you so upset till now? See, he has already come, he's already down, with nicely dressed up, with full colors, he has come as per the invitation yesterday. And you are still upset, don't give up your maan and come down. So if you don't believe, you come out and see in the window. So she comes out of window. And there Krishna sees her from down. And he will take her pichkari and puts a pichkari. But pichkari cannot reach all the way, so high. But his emotions and invitation from heart reaches. Immediately she gives up maan, gets decorated by sakis and comes down. And the big group of sakis on one side and big group of gopalas on the other side. And then they decide, we'll start holi now. And then they decide, we'll first play dry holi of gulal. No mixture, no wet holi. Wet holi will start different time. This will turn dry holi. So in dry holi, very soon Radharani's group defeats Krishna's group. And as soon as Krishna starts getting defeated, he takes out pichkari and starts his piston, syringe. And Radharani immediately comes to know he is making a mistake. He is making udanda kar rahe. So she just puts her hand like this through the direction of the pichkari. And then it hits her arm, her palm, and some sparks, some droplets reflect from her palm and fall on her cheeks. The beautiful red color droplets of pichkari. And then Radharani, being golden color, she looks so beautiful with some droplets on the cheeks that Krishna just drops the pichkari and starts looking at her like this. How beautiful. In that situation, the gopis come and arrest him. But they are very angry with him that Krishna has broken the rule. So they catch him and then they take him to Lalita and Vishakha, who are the judge, who are the Nyayadish. The court mein leke jaate hain usko. And kya dand diya jaye usko. Usne niyam toda hai. So the decision is that he should be tied up by hands at the back and he should be taken to Radharani, and Radharani should dip her fingers into kajal and apply all over his face and pull his uttariya. It's like, when a king comes and you pull his uttariya, it's like insult for him. His uttariya is his mark of his dignity, of his position. Also, when Uttar went to fight with Kauravas, from Virat Nagari, Uttara told him, if at all you win, please bring the colorful uttariyas of all the Kuru dynasty warriors. Then actually when he won, Arjuna made him win. So Arjuna was unconscious there. So he just very hidingly, very with scare, fear in the heart, he pulled everybody's Uttariya Vastra. Bhishma Dev, Duryodhan, Shakuni, Karna, everybody's. And then gives to Uttara after he goes back. And she makes cloths for her dolls with those Uttariya Vastra. So Uttariya Vastra is a sign of dignity. So they decide that we will tie Krishna from behind and push him in front of Radharani. Radharani will not apply kajal like this to him. They apply like this. And fall five fingers in his eyes. So they tie him up. They bring him to Radharani. Radharani dips her fingers. And as soon as she wants to go and put it, he just turns his face. So then two girls come and hold his head and take him in front of her. And then she takes the five fingers of both hands and fully decorates his face. And then insultingly they pull his cloth and they put another cloth on him. That's also part of the punishment. That is called chunri. Now I have this male vastra. Now you take out your vastra and you put me as chunri. Matlab sakhi bana dete hain. Aur uske piche ek word likh dete hain jo main yahan bol nahi sakta. As an insult. They write behind that word. Go now. So what is the punishment? Ki aapko sakhi bana denge, kajal laga ke aapka apman karenge aur dand denge aapko. So that is the first holi which takes place at Pili Pokhar. Uske baad mein this goes on and now what exactly happening is, first day Laddumar holi ho gaya. This day is Latthamar holi also. Latthamar holi means the Nandagaon people come well dressed up and they are hit by the gopis of Barsana. From Radharani's side, the gopis hit them. And when they hit them, they shield them, themselves. And that shield is Balram. Balram actually covered them with his personality from the attacks of gopis. What they hold on the head like this is Balram actually. So Balramji comes along with them in the form of shield. And the gopis of Barsana, they are hitting. And there's a nice story behind it that 15 days or 20 days before this ninth day, the all newly married women in Barsana are not given any work. They are only given cow milk, cow ghee, loni, dry fruits, and they are tagde bano abhi achhi tarah se pitna hai unko. And they buy bamboos, and 15 days they give oil to bamboos, massage the bamboos with oil. Aur wo oil pita hai na wo, it takes up the oil. Then further you soak the oil and make the bamboo very good, you know, really about 8 feet tall. And they really nourish the women, and they buy them very costly dress also, which is full jari work is there on that, many thousands of rupees. And with that dress up, they all come down. The best story of the whole thing is that before the holi starts, they all go to temple of Sriji, invite Sriji also, and sing songs of holi. For 3 hours they have samaj. They first create the mood by beautiful songs, and then opportune time at 5 p.m. they all come down to Rangili Gali. In Rangili Gali, the men from Nandagaon already have come. And if you see them now, they are in a very distinct fluorescent color dressing. They have feta, which are all shielding up, and they have all yellow, dark, fluorescent colors with lot of ornaments and everything. And when they are coming through other people, only selectively they put water on them and color on them. And while they are putting color on them, they also use taunting words for them. So you can see that the ladies are putting from top, and they are also responding in words. Again, they are responding in words. Again, they throw colors, they throw dry color on them. Selectively, if you are around them, you also get color, but selectively the colors are thrown on them. And then they play holi. And this time I had fortune after many years to see the holi, how they hit. The ladies are jumping in air and hitting. Not just like this. The older the gopi, the stronger she is. And higher she is jumping and hitting. Sometimes three gopis hitting one man. He's sitting on his, taking the hits on the head. But the mood of the holi is extremely sweet and wonderful. The mood is that Sri Krishna comes to get defeated there. And if you get defeated, you have to pay taxes. That means you have to give them sweets, you have to give them dresses, you have to give them ornaments, jewelry. So Sri Krishna, when he comes from Nandagaon, he brings loads of these things in full preparation ki jaake harna hai humko. Bade prem se they give gopis all the gifts and then touch their feet and take their blessings. So today also when the people play there, it's great fun to see. But at the same time, the mood of the people is that I have come to get defeated and my job is to touch the feet of gopi and take blessings from her. So when he's getting hit also, his eyes are at the feet of gopis who is hitting him. That is a beautiful mood. So Sri Krishna leaves Vaikuntha, gives up the treasure of Vaikuntha, the happiness of Vaikuntha, the food of Vaikuntha, the aishwarya of Vaikuntha, simply to come and get defeated by the Brajvasis. Gives up Vaikuntha pleasure to steal the butter of the gopis. Even when he wrestles with gopis in Pandirvan, it's called Malla Leela. In the Malla Leela, every time Radharani and gopis defeat Krishna. Being ladies, they defeat Krishna in wrestling. Every time Sri Krishna plays wrestling with gopas, also he gets defeated. So the mood of Vrindavan Dham is not to win, but to lose oneself in front of devotees. That we should understand. We should never try to, you know, come in the assembly of devotees and try to rule them, try to control them, and try to order them, become their master, become temple commander, become this chief and that chief. You may become for service sake, but your mood is not to control them. Your mood is to serve them, to become their servant, to become subservient to them, become subordinate to them. And even the guise of temple commander or whatever, you become menial servant of all the devotees. You use your position to serve them in a better position, in a better way. That is the mode of the holi. So everybody takes the blessings of all the gopis, and then next day, 10th day, Dashami, the men of Barsana go to Nandagaon. Now men of Nandagaon come to Barsana, and ladies of Barsana have hit them. So next day, the men from Barsana get fully dressed up and go to Nandagaon. and the ladies get dressed up over there of Nandagaon, and they hit the men of Nandagaon. Nandagaon ladies hit Barsana men. And even before that, they go to Nandagaon, invite Nandalala to come to play Holi, and 3 hours they sing there. Very beautiful songs. I attended the whole assembly this time. 5 hours I was listening to the beautiful songs. And I was convinced to see that even Mughals came, Abdul Ghani came, you know, so many people came, Britishers came to rule India, to destroy India's culture. But what I could see, the heart of those simplistic Brijvasis, the culture and the love that they have, how they could not destroy, because it was so deep actually. Even today also when I heard them singing, with so much devotion and so much spontaneity, so much of love, then we understand that even though so many people came and ruled us, with power they want to destroy us, but our culture could not be destroyed fully because of that depth of the devotion that Brijvasis and our other people have. Externally our temple can be, structure can be demolished. You can be looted externally, but your heart full of devotion and culture cannot be destroyed. So our legacy is that. So then they do that activity there. Then Ekadashi day in Vrindavan they play Holi. Radha Krishna come to Vrindavan to play Holi. So you will have Banki Bihari Holi, Radha Vallabhji Holi, Shyam Sundar Ji Holi, Radha Raman Holi. Everybody, Lord, all will come out of the altar in front, and he will be put in jhula, and they will put color on him. Like we do in Radha Gopinath temple also. We bring him to garden, and there on the swing we put Radha and Krishna, and everybody, all organic colors, they will put colors. So there are some different flowers are available there. It is said that those flowers are so beautiful flowers, they are only available during that season. And they dry it up and they keep it. And when you soak them in hot water, the extract comes out. And in warm condition, the colors are put in pichkari and they are put on your body. And when you are put on the body, your skin becomes very bright and effulgent. And when it's put on your body, it's warm, but you still feel so cool and freshen up. So when you play Holi, your skin also gets completely charged up with those flowers which are available. We are going to get those flowers next year and offer Gopinath Ji with the Holi. Tissu bolte hai usko. And there are 3 more flowers which are available, whose colors are very good for skin, extremely wonderful. And so then all Ekadashi days called Rangabharani Ekadashi. We have some other name here, but that is called Rangabharani Ekadashi. Rangabharani Ekadashi hold the Vrindavan Dham. They are doing Mathura Vrindavan Parikrama. Mathura and Vrindavan together. Full day from 12 onwards midnight Parikrama is doing. And whole Vrindavan is so happy. There is no vulgarity, there is no nonsense. Some places there youngsters are doing nonsense, but overall the mood is of great joy and happiness. And then on 12th day, in Gokul they play Shadimar Holi. I'll explain to what Shadimar Holi is. And then there is something called as Full Dola. Full Dola, the concept is like this, that every day, full day Krishna is playing Holi. So he gets tired. In the evening when he comes home, Mother Yashoda puts him on a full dola, that means flower jhula. Very fragrant, beautiful flowers. And he sits in the flowers and very slowly and gently he is swung. Not like Jhulan Lila, like I said, zor zor se dhakka jete na usko. Yahan se gol gol ghumate hain, pura swing bhi 24, pura bhi karte hain. There is Jhulan Yatra ka mood. But this jhula is very soft and gentle. Halke halke. Halke halke zo zware zo zwa. Balala. Slowly, slowly, very gently. And then Krishna's feet is massaged by Mother Yashoda. And he is given thandai and jalebi and sweetmeats. And then it's called as Shramaparihar. Very beautiful way, sweet way of doing Shramaparihar. And then he is put to rest. And again, next day he goes to play Holi. Again in the evening, full dola is there. So all the days throughout the day, there is full dola in traditional houses. When at homes they will put jhula and they will serve Radharani and Krishna, give them sweetmeats and distribute thandai and jalebi prasad to everybody. So I had a fortune this time to take the attar which is offered to Radharani in the evening and eat sweetmeats and thandai of full dola. So that happens, and 13th day Nandagaon they celebrate full dola. And on Purnima day, which is one day only in cities everywhere, that day what happens is Holika Dahan. Okay? Now there is something called as Prem Holi and Rakshasi Holi. Prem Holi, what I explained to you up till now, which goes on further also. Rakshasi Holi is the day Prahlad Maharaj was put in the lap of Holika Devi, thinking that abhi Holika Devi will not get burnt and he will burn him out. But instead Holika Devi got burnt and he got did not get burnt. So she was wondering, she was shouting, Brahma, Brahma, you gave me the boon. What happened? I was not supposed to get burnt. But I'm getting burnt and this boy is not getting burnt. What is the secret? Please save me. He said, the boon was given that you will not get burnt by fire when you are in danger. To save your life, fire will not burn you. That boon is there. But you are using the boon in the wrong way to kill your nephew. The boon is not applicable now. You are not in danger. You are trying to kill somebody. Misuse the boon. So I am sorry, you will have to get burnt. So she gets burnt, Prahlad, nothing happens. So when she gets burnt, the ash of the all material and her own ash becomes available there. Now all the demons who are ordered by Hiranyakashipu to kill Prahlad are unable to kill him. They get frustrated. If he doesn't get killed, then we will be killed by the king, because we have failed to execute the orders. So they get completely crazy and, you know, completely psychotic. And they start picking up the ash and start throwing on each other in madness. That is Rakshasi Holi. Demons, in frustration of their situation, pick up the all ash, dirt, everything, and in madness, without knowing what they are doing, they throw it on each other. It is called Dhulivandan, actually. And that is Rakshasi Holi. Today they take out gutter water and throw on you. It's real Rakshasi Holi, because all that unauspicious items are thrown on each other. It is crazy. Craziness. It's full craziness. Prem ki Holi is this with Radha and Krishna playing. There's one village called Falain. And the Falain village is about 15-20 kilometers from Nandagaon. And there they, you know how much Holi is the big? This whole room is Holi pit. Holi is just na. It is much bigger than this also, but as big as this. And the flames go up till fourth floor, fully burning. And there's one man who does vrat for 21 days. With strict vrat he does. Then he walks through that fire from one end to another. And he comes out without being touched. And hundreds of people chant and people stand there and watch this leela. Even newspaper give photograph also. Like this man wearing kati vastra and chants the mantra with vrat for 21 days. Begins to walk and he goes all through the fire and comes out of that. This year the person who did last year also. And one family, particular family, is blessed with that. So his connection in Braj with Prahlad Leela also. This happens on holy day. And next day again there is Ranga Panchami. And next day is called Ranki Holi. That means everybody plays all over Braj Ranki Holi, Dulati. And full day also goes on. Then Dvitiya, what happens is there is Baldevji's Holi. You know, there is a place of Baldevji called Dauji. The southmost petal in Vrindavan, where Baldevji's 6 feet by 6 inches murti is there. Revatiji is standing with him. There is Baldevji's main place in Brajbhumi, where he came to meet the gopis on the order of Krishna from Dwarka and stayed for 2 months, Chaitra and Vaishak. Right now, Baldevji is in Vrindavan. This is the time of Baldevji's Leela. And Baldevji, when he came first time from Dwarka with the message of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj came to know that he is coming. So he milked 100,000 cows. And their milk he collected in one pond. And when he came, he did Abhishek of Balramji with that milk. And that place is Shir Sagar. The Shir Sagar has manifested in that place through this Leela of Nanda Maharaj. So that place, there is something called as Horanga Holi, a counterpart. And Baldevji plays Holi. The Leela is like this, that when Krishna plays Holi up to Purnima, then one day Radharani meets Balramji accidentally and he says, Bhabi, let's play Holi. So she gets very embarrassed. No? We don't play Holi with our jet, na? You cannot play Holi with your father-in-law and mother-in-law. You will go and touch their feet with color and take their blessings. How do we play Holi? With friends we do like this everywhere. But with elders we go and touch their feet and put colors on their feet or hand and take their blessings. And we don't do same thing with Jet, the senior brother of your husband. So she goes to Krishna and says, what to do? I'm very embarrassed. Balramji is asking to play Holi. How can it be possible? So he says, he has come in the mood of Lakshman as younger brother. In the last life, I was Ram, he was Lakshman. So now he is not acting as an elder brother. He is in the mood of younger brother. So you play holy with him. So how do I play holy with him? So you take Ghungat and play holy with him. So the same holy takes place in Baldevji. Many places take place, not only Baldevji. But a very interesting factor is, there is no shield. When Balramji is hit by Radharani, he brings out his plow and takes the blows on the plow. तो लोग अभी छड़ी तैयार करते हैं, सब लोग बनाते हैं छड़ी, और वो छड़ी पे वो सब हमला उनका झेलते हैं. इट्स कॉल्ड एज छड़ी मार होली. सो दे प्ले होली इन द्वितीया ऑफ फाल्गुन वद्य द्वितीया इन बलदेव जी. एंड देन देयर इज अ प्लेस कॉल्ड जाव. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो व्हाट इज जाव? जावावट. यू केम देयर इन यात्रा. जावावट इज राधारानी ससुराल. शी गॉट मैरिड विद अभिमन्यु इन जावावट. And there's something called as Bathain. Bathain is a place there where Balramji and Krishna rested in the middle of cow herding. Thak gaye beech mein to ruk gaye aur baithe aur aaram kiya unhone. This choti Bathain and badi Bathain. Choti Bathain Krishna is resting and badi Bathain Balramji is resting. One day when they went to cow herding, they had a little argument with one another. So Balramji said, "You go with your cows away, don't talk to me. Go in separate place." So they went to separate place and he went to separate place. Where he sat down is Badi Bathain. Where Krishna sat down is Choti Bathain. So Bathain ke jo men hai, they come to Jav. And Jav ladies hit them and play holi. And the next day, Jav men goes to Bathain and Bathain ladies hit them. This is happening on third and fourth day of the next month's Pandravada, in the next fortnight. And on the beautiful day of 2nd of Vadya, Falgun Vadya, Dvitiya, a very beautiful thing happens. Where? In Mukharai village. In Mukharai village is a village of Radharani's Nani. Radharani's mother is Kirtida. Kirtida was born in Mukharai to Indusen and Mukharai. And in Mukharai village, in the name of Holi, they pick up a bullock cart wheel. Actual big bullock cart wheel and put lamps on that in each spoke. Spokes are all directional spokes. All spokes are filled with lamps. And then layers of lamps are put on that. If the wheel is like this, with one layer of lamps, and then there is lamps like this on different levels. And then that whole wheel is put on the gopi's head. And gopi starts dancing with the head. And that dance is called as Charkula Nritya. With that wheel, chakra, the dance is taking place. This time, we saw the photographs in newspapers and on television also. How the gopis are balancing the whole big wheel with lamps, fire on that. How they, very gently they dance. They don't dance with them actively. But how you have seen peacock dancing? How many of you have seen peacock dancing? Peacock doesn't dance violently. He dances very, ek hi jagah pe aise 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 hilte rehta hai. But it's so beautiful and so attractive. Like that day, very slow movements, they do very attractive movements with the whole wheel on their head. That happens on Dvitiya. Then on Tritiya, Jav men go there to Bathain and the Bathain ladies hit them. And then fifth ko, when Panchami on Govardhan, where Giriraji is there, they play holi with Haridev. And they celebrate full Dola festival with Haridev in Govardhan. In Khaira Khadirvan, when Krishna killed Bakasur, that place also they play holy on that day. And on that day, Sri Ranganath in Vrindavan. How many of you have gone to Ranganath temple in Vrindavan? Sri Ranganath's big temple is there in front of Govindji. So it's a very famous holy of Ranganathji, which takes place on Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, Atmi and Naomi. Now all days Ranganathji is coming out and people of Vrindavan are throwing colors on him. Utsav Murthy is on the chariot. And he keeps traveling from his temple to his bagicha. And on the way, all the Brijvasis come and keep playing holi with Ranganathji. And the prasad is collected by people. So this is how the brief description of the holi of Vrindavan. So much love and happiness is there. To experience that, you have to be there that time. How the whole city, whole Brajbhumi is vibrant with happiness. Like for example, I was coming from Krishna Balaram temple on the holy day, and took darshan and I was coming out. And I came on Parikrama Road. And everybody was in very festive mood. Everybody had big, big pishkaris in the hand and everything. So now I'm totally dry and totally clean. So one boy comes to me. Two big pichkaris of various shapes. I don't know what kind of shape. Big one, and then there's a piston there. He had two things. He came to me, Prabhuji, holi khelo na. So lovingly he said, Prabhuji, holi khelo na. I said, khelo. So with left hand he just zzzz. I said, okay, enough. He offered pranams and he went away. That is holy. Then there is nothing like vulgar, no attack, no khujli wala color, no oil paint. Well, no, nothing on this side. Very lovingly, respectfully, he drenched my dhukko kurta with full colors. And I said, okay, he stopped it and he went away. Now people are throwing colors, you know, wherever you're walking, they're throwing colors on you, but it's not like they want to put in your eyes and they want to put in your hair and destroy your hair and put something chemical in your hair and destroy your hair. There are some people, they got some color, which is khujli ka color, you know. And then those people, they put color, their whole cheeks with filled with blisters in the evening. And finally their hand also was filled with blisters. So this is rakshasi, demoniac. But the essential part of the holi is only love. Holi is meant only to express your love to others. Others to do to you. That is the only purpose of holi. You just express your love to others. Color is the media. Through that you use the color and express your love beautifully. Give sweetmeats, give blessings, give gifts. Lose in the holi, give ornaments, give cloth, give sweetmeats. And please the other party and simply express your love. And Anand Vrindavan Champu, our Kavi Karanapur, also is explaining that Jhula and Holi is always combined. In the Jhula season, also colors are thrown. In color season, also Jhula is done. Vrinda Devi arranges Holi Lila in private kunjas called Nikunjas, which are guarded by every fight and only open with one door with one Sakhi standing there. And inside, all beautiful arrangements are done by Vrinda Devi. And Vrinda Devi then puts the divine couple on the jhula and starts swinging them. And suddenly when the swinging is in full form with songs and glorification, suddenly they take out color and start doing shooting color on them. In the last chapter of Anand Vrindavan Champu, he describes the Leela of Holi. Very beautiful and sweet pastime. And whole night they play Holi. In between they keep feeding them with sweetmeats and singing songs, giving thandai, juices and everything. And early morning when sun rises, then shyly Radharani gets up and runs away to her own house. Feeling very shy that now I will be caught by people on the road, fully color. So somebody accompany her and secretly drop her to her house. And again she comes in the evening again to play. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagwan ki jai ho!